Sellers of a typical Fairfax County single-family home or townhouse generally got more in April than a year before, while condo sellers had to settle for less, according to new data. A total of 994 properties went to closing across the county last month, according to figures reported by Market Stats by ShowingTime based on listing activity from Bright MLS. That's down 35% from the 1,523 transactions in April 2022, when the market reached a frenzied pitch as buyers raced to beat interest rate hikes and sellers tried to cash in before the, correctly, anticipated last half-of-year slowdown. The year-over-year sales decline was in line with expectations, but an ongoing dearth of inventory is helping to keep prices from a 2008-09 style freefall. The average sales price of all the homes that went to closing in April across Fairfax was $806,672. That's up 3.6% from a year before, but the increase was augmented by a larger percentage of single-family homes in the overall sales mix. Among the three segments of the market, the average price of single-family homes stood at $1,053,142, up 0.9% from $1,044,078. The average price of attached homes, townhouses, row houses and condominiums, was up 1.7% from $515,905 to $524,535. But in the condo-only segment, the average sales price declined 5.2% from $397,352 to $376,800. A total of 210 properties changed hands for more than $1 million during the month, including 18 between $2.5 million and $5 million. There were no $5 million-plus transactions during the month. Add up the sales and prices, and total sales volume for the month across Fairfax County was $785 million, down 30% from $1.12 billion. Conventional mortgages, pricier though they have become, represented the method of transacting sales in 643 cases, followed by cash, 166, and VA-backed loans, 166. Inventory remains below the already low figures of a year before, with just 882 properties on the market at the end of April. The lack of availability coupled with the spring buying market is bedeviling prospective buyers. Expect the year-over-year sales totals to continue to be down for the next few months, as the Northern Virginia market of 2022 did not begin a significant decline until midsummer. After that, assuming inventory does not tighten further, year-over-year comparisons should be closer to one another. Figures represent most, but not all, sales across the region. April 2023 figures are preliminary and are subject to revision.